Can you hear me? I don't know, just stop. Hang in here for a minute. Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank Him this morning for waking us up, of course, bringing us together like this. Thank you for your patience with us as we travel through some challenges here at our studio. Anyway, God bless you and welcome to our program. This is Global Time, a prayer cast dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the earth. Our focus today is, now is the time for a U-turn. Yes, you may be saying that's a strange title. Well, sure it is. It is time for a U-turn. It is the time for a U-turn. Once again, welcome to all of you, and thank you for joining us. Now, there are special times when God makes it possible for an entire people to change course and make a U-turn towards Him, which means not all times are equal. Around the world, from reports that I'm reading about and receiving, and I do get those from various entities and organizations that are concerned with the same, concerned with what God is doing globally. And these next 39 days, because we started on yesterday, a 40-day period going from the 5th until April 13th, which is Palm Sunday, where we're praying through this guide that we have and have distributed to those who were able to receive it. And what we're discovering is that God wants to visit us. As we have the confidence and come to Him, then He will come to us. So He's calling a people around the world. There's a groundswell among the nations to seek God as never before. So I trust that we are hearing the call, and with confidence we pray that He comes to us. So it would help if you possess a personal and corporate vision for the visitation of the Lord. Desire that God would visit you personally and visit the people of God in your area. So that's what we're after ultimately. So we're seeking God for the city, and, you know, all things will terminate in the city of Jerusalem. God is interested in the city. He always has been. And so you can rest assured that he is still on the same track with the same mindset. Now, the scripture in Psalm chapter 24 and verse 3 through 4 says this: Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? Those are questions. And then the answer comes: He who has clean hands. So we want to make sure our hands are clean before the Lord. So let us go to him in prayer. I would ask you to join me. Once again, thank you for joining us this morning. We could not do what we're doing without your presence among us. There's power in unity. There's an anointing over unity. And there is, of course, the power of agreement, because God loves to see his people working together. So we'll pray this prayer. Father God, your Son did not die merely with our sin issues or for our sin issues. He died to bring us near to you. Because our memories are stained by the memory of sin, we have turned from you. Despite your complete forgiveness, we quarantine ourselves from your presence no longer. We set aside every foolish thought that we are not wanted, or that you cannot bear our presence. We banish the fears and misgivings that hold us back from coming near to you. Come to us, but we receive the cleansing power of Jesus' death, his resurrection, the shedding of his blood. We lift clean hands to you, approaching you in grateful praise, coming before your great throne, into your mighty presence. What a privilege we have. So we receive today unto ourselves, individually and collectively, all of the forgiveness that you offer. We recognize and admit to our weaknesses and to our failures. Also, we welcome and receive your cleansing so that you separate us completely from our failures or failings, and you've given us a new start, a new beginning right now. In the name of Jesus, we have accepted your pardon. We will no longer dwell or be paralyzed in fear. We accept and receive your touch so that we are able to come close to you as before. You said, "Arise and shine, for the glory of God is risen upon you." Well, we accept that today. We thank you, Lord, for the light that allows us to shine, the light that comes from your righteousness, the light that comes to us by the Holy Spirit. We thank you today. We are humbled that you desire us and you desire to come to us. In Jesus' name, we thank you for all that you've done. Amen and amen. Amen. The scripture contains a wonderful passage. It's in Psalm 27 and verse 4. And I became fully acquainted with that scripture years ago, many years ago, when my pastor at the time, that was a key scripture for him. He more or less had adopted that scripture for himself. And it's a good thing to do that for ourselves. Find a scripture that you've adopted, embrace that you get into and it gets into you. But this was his, Psalm 27:4. It says, "One thing I have asked of the Lord, that will I seek, inquire for, and insistently require, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple." Then in the same chapter, in the 13th and 14th verse, that's chapter 27, I'm sorry, yes, chapter 27 of Psalms, verse 13 and 14, what would have become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? Wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage, and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. So we want him to come to us, and that's for sure. So once again, welcome, and we thank you for joining us on this day. Well, we're praying through the manual, the prayer guide, if you will, that's entitled Seek God for the City. And today, which is our second day, we're continuing for the next several days to pray for on behalf of the Americas and the Caribbean. We are praying for the nations and for the Caribbean or Caribbean, depending on how you accent that word. We're praying for Barbados, Belize, Bermuda, Bolivia, Brazil. These are countries that are in the southward, in the that part of the world. And what we've done, we've begun to pray from the remote part of the earth. And of course, you would not think it, but you and I are, if you're in North America, you're in the remote part of the earth. Yes, you want to know how come? It says, from Jerusalem, Acts 1:8. Jerusalem, you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the utmost parts of the earth. Well, if you look at a map of the world, North and South America and the Caribbean islands are the utmost parts of the earth. You would not think that. You would say, well, maybe someplace in Africa or in the Middle East or something. No. Everything in the scriptures that gives direction has a reference with Jerusalem in mind. You will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem. That's the center of God's business. And so you go out from there, and the furthest part from there, if you look at the map of the world, is North and South America and the Caribbean or Caribbean islands. Isn't that interesting? Aren't you glad that he included not just Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, but he included the utmost parts of the earth, which means we are in. That's what it means. It's funny but true. So we're praying for those islands. We prayed for some of them yesterday, and this year, this day, we're praying for Barbados, Belize, Bermuda, Bolivia, Brazil, and there are many, many more, and we'll be mentioning them as we go forward over the next several days. But let us pray for all of North America and all of South America. And I don't know if there's anyone that's listening to us right now from the nation of Barbados or Belize or Bermuda or Bolivia or Brazil, but if you are, please feel very, very much included. Before we go to that, we want to entertain any prayer requests that you may have, or a praise report, of what God has done concerning anything that we have prayed for previously. So now is a good time to tell us. Now you have an opportunity to do that, and certainly we welcome your contribution in that manner. But you would want to do that now if you can. May God bless you even as you consider that. Okay, I have a prayer request that was we were prompted to pray about. And we do a confession in our service every time we meet, every Sunday. And it includes the idea of having all our debts canceled, among other things. Clean credit, jobs, better jobs. Those are confessions, affirmations of the fact, an agreement with what God wants for each of us. So we're going to pray specifically for the cancellation of all debt. Now, wouldn't you like that? Now, yes. That's not foreign to the scriptures. In the scriptures, there was a year of jubilee. Every so many years, all debt was canceled. So it's not strange to the Lord as a concept. In fact, it came from Him. So believe God. Let's believe God now for the cancellation of all debt. And what I would suggest, that you take your right hand and place that right hand on your forehead, indicating your consciousness and awareness of what is right this moment, and that has to do with what your debt liability or debt load might be. That's all that is. Debts canceled. And we are believing God that miraculously you will receive a jubilee, a cancellation of your debts by God's favor, by God's power, in the name of Jesus. So let's do that. Put your right hand lightly on your forehead, and we ask God right now, in the name of Jesus, because God owns the earth, the fullness thereof, and all of the people in it. So the heart of those that have authority have rule is in his hand. He also owns all the resources in the earth. Man does not own anything, although we have opportunity and the grace and the favor of God to use and utilize those things that God created inside of the earth. Everything that you can see and behold came out of the earth. No one came into the world bringing anything. Imagine that. So those are some basic truths. Let us pray now, because the heart of the king is in the Lord's hands. The heart of the judge is in the Lord's hands. Father, we thank you for our awareness, our consciousness of your greatness, of your power. Knowing what is true, what is fact, that you are Lord, your God, over all the earth and all the people in it. It all belongs to you. No one else. We come into your presence with praise, knowing that you want us to be the head and not the tail. You're the one that teaches us how to prosper so that you may establish your covenant, the covenant you made with our forefathers. You want that covenant to be established continually, including today. And Father, we agree and affirm your heart and vision towards us and your thoughts towards us, that we are the head and not the tail. And Father, we ask you, even as you teach us how to get wealth, that we learn that you are in control of everything, so that you can cancel all debt. Debt canceled. And Father, we claim that right now in the name of Jesus, that you would cancel every debt, every demand. You would give us favor with creditors, favor with those who have made loans, have extended credit to us. You would give us favor. So we ask for our debt to be canceled and that our credit would be maintained and established to be clean credit. We pray that for ourselves personally. We pray that for ourselves corporately. We pray that for ourselves, our churches, in the name of Jesus, our families, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you right now.
Oh, I was thank you
for cleaning up our credit, for establishing canceled debt. In the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. Father, we know that the enemy has plots and schemes and strategies for distracting, for overloading, and for causing despair. But we take on hope. Hope today in the name of Jesus. And favor is coming to us and has come from all directions, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Favor has come in with your presence. Favor has entered.
Yes,
and stationed itself in every direction, every cardinal point. For your name's sake, in the name of Jesus. And you did say the wealth of the wicked is laid up and stored, and in store for the righteous. And we claim it today in the name of Jesus. Well, thank you for believing with us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Yes, we're standing on His word. So we're not asking amiss. We're asking consistent with His thoughts concerning us. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Debts canceled is forgiveness.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what debt canceled is, an expression. It's a forgiveness. Okay. So today we're praying for the Americas and the Caribbean, and we want to pray for North America, South America, Barbados, Belize, Bermuda, all these, Bolivia and Brazil. Let us pray. Let us lift up all of these nations. And what I love about what God is having us do is that these prayers that we pray are contained in golden bowls full of incense. God sees and understands that these are the prayers of His people. So in heaven, in His court, there are these bowls. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The four living creatures and the 24 elders, which are this heavenly Sanhedrin, they prostrate themselves before the Lamb, and each, this is, read it in chapter 5 of verse 8 of chapter 5 in Revelation. Each of them are these living creatures, and the 24 elders are holding a harp, and they have golden bowls full of incense, which are fragrant spices and gums for burning, which are the prayers of God's people. Cannot make this stuff up. It's powerful.
Yes, okay.
That's God's arrangement. We could not have arranged that. So when we lift our prayers heavenward, they are caught and contained in golden bowls.
All right, now.
And mingled with fragrant incenses, spices.
Yes, oh God.
It's a sweet aroma to the Lord.
Yes, oh God.
In that third verse of the eighth chapter, it says, another angel came and stood over the altar. He had a golden censer, and he was given very much incense. Again, fragrant spices and gums. That he might mingle it with the prayers of all the people of God upon the altar before the throne. This is a picture of what goes on in heaven in the presence of the Father and the Son. Again, we cannot make this up. That's Revelation chapter 8 and verse 3. And if you read verse 4 of the same verse, it says, and the smoke of the incense, meaning the perfume, arose in the presence of God with the prayers of the people of God from the hand of the angel. That's what happens now as we pray for these nations. We are praying for whole nations. Imagine that. Father, we thank you for the continent of North America, where we're positioned right now. This landmass called a continent that you have created by yourself. We had no hand in it. We thank you for the continent of South America that you formed and created and fashioned all by yourself. For the nations of Brazil, Bolivia. And then there are the islands of Bermuda and Belize and Barbados. Create it all for yourself. Land masses jutting up out of the ocean on which you've created wonderful nations to dwell. And you have protected these nations from all manner of threats. Even the ocean can only go so far and no further because you've appointed the boundaries. And we thank you, Lord, for all of these nations because they belong to you. They are gems in the crown of your Son because this kingdom all belongs to him. So we thank you for the nations in South America, these nations in North America, and these islands of the sea that you've given to man. And Father, right now, we rebuke the work of the adversary to try to keep and maneuver these nations to become part of his kingdom of darkness. But your salvation reaches far and wide, and it goes all the way to those nations to reach and to light upon them so that the light of Christ is seen by them in the name of Jesus. And they respond and submit to him. Because you said to him and promised him that all the nations of the earth would be his inheritance and all the people. We thank you, Lord, that this is coming to pass, even as you are having us pray, because we are nations. We came out of and are part of nations. So we're confident that your plan and purpose is at work, even now. And Father, in these nations, we pray for women, that women will be honored in their unique God-created glory.
Yes.
And that every kind of injustice towards women will cease.
Yes.
The activity of pornography to be stopped.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Protection for the women against sexual violence.
Yes, Lord.
And that they would find that their hope is renewed.
Yes, Lord.
For marriage. For raising families, for their children.
Jesus.
And that single women would lay hold of all of God's purposes for their lives.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We place a hedge of protection around each child, each female.
Yes.
That no abuse would come towards her.
Yes.
From those that are strangers. Neither from those that are relatives, neither from those that are friends, neither from those that are neighbors, from anyone in their living surroundings, anywhere, that you would right now place a hedge of protection, even as the enemy plots to violate them. Even as the enemy plots, that they would remain untouched. In the name of Jesus, that you would expose every intention, every plot, and every strategy designed for wickedness, designed for evil, in the name of Jesus. And Father, those that are unable to go to school, you know the reason. We pray right now that favor and release would come to them, that they will be able to gain and receive the education that they need.
Mm.
You would meet every need of their family, Lord. Give their parents courage to step out in faith and to make the way for them to attend school where they can learn, their minds and potential can be developed so that they can be meaningful contributors to life in their community, life in their city, in their nation, that they would be able to rise up and speak with the enemy in the gates. We thank you, Lord, for the liberty that is available to those who call upon you. So we pray for all the women in the nations that make up the continent of South America, the continent of North America, and the islands of Barbados, Belize, Bermuda, Bolivia, and Brazil. So that women will rise up with deeds of kindness and charity and continue to do those as recorded in your scriptures, in your word. We thank you this day for the women. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah.
He's the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Praise his name. Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, we pray that the light of salvation would light upon those nations.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Today, someone would surrender. Someone would come to the saving knowledge of the grace of God. Some woman, somewhere, some child. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
Lord Cass, thank God for you. And thank it's just a beautiful morning. It's just this whole prayer thing is so beautiful. And I thank God that you lift up the women, because every time you look around, some woman is missing. There's a young lady that's missing in Elizabeth. And I think they even found her yet. I think she has a 2-year-old daughter. She went to the store to get something for the baby, or food or something, never came back. And then, you know, that doctor in New York that was missing, and it's just a beautiful thing that this at this time that this prayer day is geared to women, whether they're young or old, and thank God for that. And I'm sure God heard that prayer, because it's a fervent prayer of the righteous prevaileth much, and I thank God for that. So it's just the timing that about praying for women, because you always hear about women are missing. And another thing, the woman that drove the car in the ocean with 2 kids.
Oh, she must have been extremely distraught.
Extremely distraught. So we're just, extremely I think God's prayer that has to reach these people, the women, their mind. And you never know what they're distraught about. You never know what their life is all about.
Right.
But we know
right.
God is... God is, he is faithful.
Yes,
he's
he is.
Always
yes.
with us, whether we realize it or not. And I just thank God for this prayer this morning.
Thank you,
well,
Lord.
Praise the Lord. The adversary, the satanic realm, has a special program, if you will, or a special task. Against women.
Yes.
It goes because right back to to Genesis, where it was promised that the seed of the woman
Yes.
Would crush, would bruise
the,
the head of the adversary. And Satan has retained that memory of
yes.
that because he knows it comes to pass. So
yeah.
that's why I've said just recently, I've said it many times, but I remember saying it just most recently, that if you gather 10 women into a group, 8 of them have had some kind of sexual abuse, even if
yes,
they weren't
yes.
actually touched, but something sure. suggestive, something going all the way to actual physical violation. It's and we're talking as young as little children.
Yes.
And so that is emanating from a consistent the consistent existence of a plot
yes.
against women. But then you see in many churches, I would say most, there are rare exceptions, that under the standards of salvation, the churches have more women than men.
Yeah.
Women have, how could I put it, what is called a malleability. In other words, the Holy Spirit is able to work easier with men, at least in this age, than females. That's not, I don't know that that's a plan of God, but I'm just stating what is an apparent reality at this point in time. We'd like to see that changed, or when I say change, I'd like to see balance come to that. But we must pray for the women because they are vulnerable, and God made them that way.
Mm-hmm.
But then with the absence of the men being in the place that we should be, the women are exposed
mm-hmm.
to the adversaries.
They don't
attacks
have the color.
More right, more readily. And so while Satan is working on the men, keeping the men distracted and out of their place,
mm-hmm.
he's attacking the women.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So that lady on the news, and I'm so glad that you all are paying attention to the news because you can see what is happening and you know how to pray. And you can see we're praying. The Spirit of God has us praying consistently with what is happening now in the world. We're not just sending smoke some, you know, upward and hope for it to land somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this lady, my heart went out to her as I watched that incident on the in the media on yesterday, and
yeah.
I was feeling something, some sense of great despair.
Yeah.
Great despair. So while mm. she is wrong and something like that should not happen, but what is it like and was it like for her mind and her spirit?
Jesus.
That's so unnatural for a mother to do. A mother protects, even with her life, her children.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't put their lives in danger. So that's why we pray. That is why
Amen.
We pray. Hallelujah. Well,
there is the seed.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you,
thank all of you for joining us in praying in the victory, securing the victory that God has given us on this day. And, of course, we thank you for joining us. You're so faithful and so committed. And let me release you with a benediction from the Word of God. And this benediction is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. And it says that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Well, God bless you richly on this Thursday, the 6th of March. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Hey, everyone.
Praise God.
Have
bless
a blessed day, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.